This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. There's the animal himself. The president is addressing a full-faced plaster mask that an artist has just lifted off his bearded face. Lincoln had replicas of his face done twice, once having to breathe through straws inserted through the mask and into his nose. It was, he would dryly remark, an experience that, quote, was anything but agreeable. That was his humor upon looking at a bald-faced, old-fashioned selfie. There's the animal himself. Humor was one of the main ways he coped with the stresses and sorrows of the life he was leading. Here he is humble, self-deprecating. He has been called all sorts of animal names, including baboon. The baseline of his joke here is that he recognized and proclaims his own rough-hewn features. How else did Abraham Lincoln cope with and survive the enormous burdens and responsibilities of his life as president during our terrible Civil War? His humor was, and always had been, a warm-hearted way he kept himself in the mix of life, creating relationships with his friends, insights with his colleagues, and balance within himself. He said if he did not laugh, he would cry, so he balanced his burdens by doing both, and a lot. Tragedy and comedy were the two thespian masks of Lincoln, behind which his tender soul and towering intelligence lived and breathed. Life is not fed just on late-night comedy TV, nor solely on early morning devout prayers, but on both. Lincoln is balancing the twin burdens of life the way it really is, full of comedy and tragedy. The vitality of the spiritual life is found in this most basic truth. Life is both a joy and a heartbreak, victory and defeat, love and loss, rise and fall. We have a Latin word for the single vitality within spiritual life. The word is anima. It is Latin for spirit and, of course, the root for our word animal, the very thing Lincoln jokingly called himself, not that he was being so philosophical. But now we have come to, how is it that we have come to think that a spirit animates life? If we go back into the mists of time, to what we call traditional people, first peoples, we find a divine joke. Some call it a divine comedy. The joke is this. Life is not just life, it is also death. Like Lincoln, should we laugh or cry at this? Now here's a simple example of this double nature of spiritual life. Think of sports teams, high school, college, professional. We have the Cougars, Lions, Falcons, Panthers. Now all teams win and lose, both. But they have one spirit, embodied in the mascot, the mask of the spirit animal. What is going on here is a simple fact from early religion. Animal faces represented vitality, animation, a spirit sustaining life, win or lose. Long live the lion. The lion is dead. Long live the lion. You see, the paradox is resolved by the image. In the study of religion, these images are called animistic. Animism is the belief and practice that everything has a soul. Some of us want to get back to that. So now just picture Lincoln's totem pole. On it, the animal images that he found sacred. There would be the ant. He wrote an essay about the ant when he was a little boy, saying that the life of the ant must be as precious to it as our life is to us. And then the turtle. Lincoln told his friends not to put hot coals on the backs of turtles. We know now that Indian myths say that the whole universe is balanced on the back of a turtle, and then on a turtle, and on, turtles all the way down. Then his totem pole would have a bear on it. Lincoln wrote his first long narrative poem on the nature of the bear hunt, and what that hunt said about human greed and need, and how the dog is really the winner of the bear hunt. Then the wild turkey. Lincoln as a boy wept when he shot his first and last wild animal, the magnificent turkey, with its purple neck feathers. In this totem pole, Lincoln would see that animal himself. It would animate comedy and tragedy on his self-ego axis. Animation is when we feel one spirit. Spiritual life is no more mysterious than that. Lincoln had a spiritual life because he was animated both in joy and in sorrow, in comedy and in tragedy. And in that balance, like him, we can be lighted down in honor and in humor and in tragedy to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.